What is happening, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to another episode of Have a Chat with Ray and Stat. I am Ray, and sitting right next to me is Stat. What's going on, brother?
All right, mate. What's happening?
Hey, you have a baby in your arms right now.
Oh, you bet I do, bro. How cute is she?
We have a special guest. How you doing, Isla?
Hello, Virgil.
All right, so as you've probably guessed, we haven't kidnapped a baby. We have her parents in the room, Jeremy and Jackie, Jez and Jax. How we doing, guys?
Good. That sounded like, that was weird.
What was weird?
You said, oh, we have her parents in the room.
That's a bit weird.
That's weird.
Not ready for that?
Wait.
No.
Too soon?
You guys are old now, so we have to take that into account, you know what I mean? How are we doing, guys? It's been a long time since we've had you back in the studio. Well, this is the new studio now. What's going on?
Not much. I've been here before.
You've been here before, but it's gone through a lot of changes.
Oh, yeah. A lot of things have happened since I've been here.
The last time you came, it was 6 weeks or 5 weeks before Jackie was to give birth.
Yes, that is correct.
This
is
a sick invite.
That was a very professional way to say that, Stat.
Thanks, bro.
And 5 months later, we have our beautiful daughter.
Yeah, mate. How's she doing? Like, she's looking all cute here on the podcast, but how's she doing?
I think that's a Jackie question. She has to deal with her Jax. Most of the day, so.
No, she's actually a really good baby.
Yeah?
Like baby's crying, whatever.
Top notch? Does the job?
Yeah. Like, she'll cry when she's hungry, like, if she's a bit fussy, but
it's all
right. I don't know. Let's say I'm not losing sleep. We're not losing sleep.
Does she love the milk?
Loves the milk.
Loves it? Mm. Love to see it.
So, all right, this is becoming a very adult podcast. Is she sleeping through the night?
Yes.
She is, yes.
What are you guys laughing at? This is, honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. This is the weirdest thing we've done on the podcast ever. We have a baby. Like, I didn't think this was going to be, like, allowed. She's so distracting to me right now. I think I'm just going to hold her and you guys can do the podcast.
Nah, shotgun.
All right, yeah.
And the
so what like, what's happening?
Yeah. Say hello.
She has no idea what's going on.
Say hello.
Bro, that body on her neck that she's got here, do you reckon that'll ever go off or now?
Say that again.
The lolly she has on her neck?
Yeah. Everyone tells me, like, it'll go away. Every time, like, I ask, like, I asked a doctor about it, she's like, oh, yeah, you can laser it if you want. But, yeah, we have to go get it checked because it's grown a bit since, like, when it first appeared. It was, like, flat, just a flat red dot. But, yeah.
Did that not freak you guys out? Anytime I see something like that on a kid, it freaks me out.
Not really, because Larissa had one pretty much the same. So, it wasn't anything new.
So, it's just
if we touch it, she doesn't react or anything. So,
yeah, fair enough. Why are you holding her like she's a grenade?
Because she's trampling on my nuts.
Okay, that's a pickle. That's a pickle. You know what? I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
No more trampling on, mate.
Also, I just want to clarify because people are going to see her like, why does she have two bibs on? One, the one on the bottom is like not that thick and it just looks pretty.
So it's more designer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we were going to feed her, but she didn't want her milk. So that's why.
So answer me this. Is the mummy community very judgmental?
I don't know why you're looking at me.
I don't know. You're
I'm
the
not
dad.
I'm not part of the mother community.
I know, but do you get judged a lot for like things you do with her?
No.
No?
I don't
judged.
Think so.
Because I'm just saying, anytime Jackie comes into my house, she judges me for how my kitchen looks or where I've placed my cups or spoons. I'm just wondering if people are more judgmental.
Okay, what about today? Ray goes, oh, do you guys want a drink? And I was like, he's like, oh, I've got Mountain Dew, Coke Zero. I'm like, do you have water? And then he pulls out.
It's not
pulls out, like, pre-made glass of water.
Yeah, I had these things.
Because he doesn't have any
bottles. I had these things in the fridge because I forgot to buy bottles of water. And I realized I didn't have a container to put. Is it a container? Like a large bottle to put all the water in. So,
I mean, it's smart. Keeps the water cold.
I'm an innovator, Jackie. Mm. I'm an innovator.
Sure.
Or just a man with no options.
That's it. I've gone. Listen, to be straight out, I'm struggling. I'm struggling with adult life by myself.
Jez, how's brotherhood?
I love it.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
It's because it's breezy for you?
Nah, it's not breezy. But, no, I wouldn't change it for the world. I just love it. Love being a dad. Come home.
Jeremy is a very hands-on dad. I will say that.
Yeah, very.
Mm.
Honestly, I'm a little disappointed at how
hands-on low.
No, at how low expectations people had of me. Like,
no, I'm not saying okay. that.
I'm sorry.
Let me clarify, right? Everyone comes and says, oh, your mum tells me you changed nappies. Like, yeah, like we're so, so proud. We didn't think you would do that. I was like, did people think I would do nothing? Like,
they thought you just had a slob.
I know I'm lazy. Like, I know I am lazy, but people literally had such a low expectation.
Yeah, but I'm sorry. That was 26 years of you being lazy that led up to that. It's not like it happened overnight. You set up a pretty low standard of your work ethic there, buddy.
Yeah, okay. But still.
So, okay. Let me actually ask you about this because Danny Kay has a theory about parenthood.
Yep.
And I want to ask you guys about it. He genuinely believes, and I'm with him on this thing, that God reserves a certain kind of love to stay locked up within you until you have a baby.
Yes.
Like, you don't actually understand this kind of love until you see your kid for the first time. Yes. Do you believe that to be true? Explain it to me.
100%. It is, I don't know how to explain it, but even just being a dad, like, it's something, everyone's like, oh, how is it being a dad? It's like, you can't explain it.
Mm.
Like, literally, that day, like, when we were in the hospital waiting for her to be born, like, I was sweating, freaking out, like, how am I going to be a dad? What do I know about being a dad? I know nothing. And then it was just, like, the minute I held her, it was like, okay, yeah, this is fine. Like, we'll get to it. It's fine.
Really, was that?
It's literally, like, instant. The minute you hold your child, you're just like, okay, let's do it.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy, bro.
Change things up like that straight
literally
away.
Just like this. The second I held her, and it was pretty cool with her too, because, like, you hear most babies, oh, when they're born, their eyes are shut for, like, ages, they're not looking around. But her was like, she came out of the womb, and she was, like, wide open, her eyes, just the whole time.
Didn't
close her eyes, nothing. So, like, my first photo with her of me holding her, and she's, like, looking right at me.
So, you obviously cried, yeah?
No, I didn't
cry. Really? You know? See, I came very don't close. See how you wouldn't.
Very close. I walked, like, to the front door of, like, the room, took a few deep breaths, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to cry, and then I came back. But it was a very, very emotional day.
Why wouldn't you cry? I feel like that is a better moment to cry than any other.
I don't know,
I cried.
Yeah. What was it like for you, Jack? So you give birth, it's all happened. Is it when she was shown to you or when you held her that you had that feeling hit?
When I held her, that's like when it hit me like, wow, I'm a mum and like she's here. And then that's when I cried. But even like leading up to it, like I've always known like I wanted to have kids, but I'm not super maternal. Like I like babies and whatever, but yeah. I'm not like... I don't know, I feel like kids don't gravitate towards me. Like, you know how there's some girls where kids just love them? And like, you know, like, oh yeah, she's meant to be a mum kind of thing. Yeah, like that's...
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah, you're a pretty tough cookie.
Yeah, like that's not me.
You're a pretty tough cookie. So.
But like, and then even like during my pregnancy, yeah, I don't know. Like, obviously, like I knew she was growing inside me and I'm like growing this human and whatever. Well, not whatever, but you know what I mean.
Or whatever, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, let's just call it that.
I don't know. It didn't hit me yet until, like, she was finally here. And then it was like, okay, yeah, wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And how was it for you, mate? How was the experience?
She looks very young.
She looks so uncomfortable.
I didn't care. First?
No, one thing I really do like about her personality, like, she'll go to anyone and she won't cry.
That's good now, not when she's like 3 and
obviously I have to teach her about like the house, right? Stranger danger, but
yeah. When does she start crawling?
When does she start?
Yeah, when do babies just start crawling?
17. I have no idea.
17.
It was a joke.
Okay, I don't probably know, maybe soon. Yeah, like she's starting to try to move.
She knows how to roll over, so if you put her on her back, she'll turn onto her stomach.
Oh yeah,
and then she kind of does like. This move.
she's not the dog. She doesn't do tricks, buddy.
Bro.
She can, like, turn herself around if she's on her stomach. Mm. Like, she can do, like, what's the thingy? I don't know what you call it. Almost like donuts. She can do a donut, but she can't go forward. She can't go forward or backwards.
She can move a little bit. A little bit. But not.
Yeah.
Burnouts, bro.
Totally. So, how's it changed you as people parenting? Like, there's got to be... Jeremy's obviously a lot more hands-on than he's ever been, but, like, I'm just gonna slide that in anytime I can, buddy. No, but like, has it changed you guys? Like, I don't know. Like, I've got to assume, like, I see it in you guys. I just can't explain it. Like, I said it to you a couple of weeks back. Like, you're a mum, and it just feels like you've always been.
Yeah, I do remember that. I don't know. I feel like I guess I'm more patient. Like, I don't know, or I don't stress out as much, I think. Well, when it comes to her.
Wouldn't motherhood make you stress out more?
Well, I feel like if I don't stress myself out, like, say, like, she's screaming or whatever in the car, and I'm driving home and she's, like, hungry and it's just her and I. Like, if I just, like, if I start to stress out about it, like, what's that going to do for either of us?
Like, I'm the complete opposite. I stress out.
So you've become the stressor.
I'm
the
stressor. And I was telling him, like, it's okay. Don't stress out. Like, it's fine.
It's that they reverted roles.
Yeah, I would have thought,
She used to be the stress head, and he used to be everything's chill, no worries, love and life. And now you guys have switched.
Yeah, I'm a stress head. Like, if I'm in the office and I can hear her crying, I'll, like, run to the front room and it was like, what's going on?
Full on.
Yeah, it's nuts.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I'm a stress head, especially when she cries and screams.
So how are they as parents, Isla? What's going on?
Oh, you know they're the parents.
That's who they. What is she, Vietnamese?
You're
I'm not Vietnamese, by the way. Just...
Are you a Filipino? Oh, my parents are great.
That was good. That was good.
I'm so racist, eh? Okay.
Now she loves it, but there's one video.
She loves racism.
Like, she loves different accents.
I was going to say, that was quick. No, it's only been 5 months. What did you guys teach this kid?
Listen, she's my daughter. What do you expect?
It's true.
It's all good, and you married an Asian girl.
Pardon?
You're claiming that you're racist and, like, you married an Asian girl.
Didn't help him.
Nah, but I am.
It made him feel like he got more permission to say the stuff he was thinking.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, you can make fun of Asians. I married one. Like, that's
and
how it works.
And you know what? You own one now.
Yeah.
Sorry, not own one. You're a dad to one. Oh my goodness.
We're going off the internet. It's our last episode.
We're getting cancelled.
I'm so excited.
No, but there's a video of me reading her a bedtime story. It was just like a children's Bible book. And every, like, different story, I changed, like, my accent. So we had one, it was like an Asian or Vietnamese. Then I went to Aboriginal, Russian. And then did the Borat Kazakhstan, and she was just like loving it.
Oh yeah, she loved the Kazakhstan.
Yeah,
how are you?
That was the story of it was the story of Joseph and how there was no room at the inn.
Yeah,
and I was like, there was no room at the inn, not nice. But they found the stable with the hay. It was good, very nice. I like it.
That is so good. Joseph struggles straight over here. By the way, he's switching cameras back and forth, and he's struggling to keep it going.
Listen,
I'll be right. I'll be fine.
He's got no voice either. Yeah, so we came back from Elevate Retreat, and that's why none of us have voices, well, except for Jeremy and Jackie. They're sounding great. Elevate Retreat was good, so use this as an opportunity to subscribe down below and hit that like button so you never miss an episode, because you wouldn't want to do that, because then you miss out on cuteness like this over here. I'm not talking about the baby.
Appreciate it. Thank you, guys. I know you're talking about me.
Subscribing to Elevate, because I'm very confused.
No, I stuffed up my segue very badly. Very badly. But you guys didn't go to Elevate Retreat. We were gutted you guys weren't there.
Yeah.
Why weren't you there?
Well, obviously running the youth group these days on Friday nights, and so I didn't really have anyone to kind of take over with all of us leaders at Elevate, and I thought it'd be a good time for relaxation for the rest of the leaders, just to have a week off from ministry, I guess. And also had to preach on Sunday morning, so Saturdays are my...
Sorry, I'm completely distracted right now.
That's okay.
Isla, go for it.
Can you imagine if she said her first words on here?
Right, forget it.
But it's a racist word.
I would be, like, so angry.
Say hi.
What the hell was that? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Hi.
She likes it if you impersonate my mum.
She actually does.
Yeah, like whenever my mum sees her, she always does this like high pitched thing.
I'll get in way too much trouble if
I'm I'll do it anyway.
No, because okay, the other day when Jeremy comes home from work, he's always like, "Isla, hi baby." She doesn't look at him. Or like if he goes away for a trip, it'll take her a while to like actually look him in the eyes.
Wow.
And then he started saying like, "Hi grudges. Precious." Like his mum says it, and she was like giving him the biggest smiles.
Yeah.
Ah.
Isla.
Data shares, eh?
Isla, look at daddy. Hello.
Oh, she did. She did.
Nothing. Yeah, but she doesn't. Hi, precious. Hello.
Wow, look at
that.
Hi.
See?
Look at that face.
I feel like I'm crushing her. This poor thing.
I feel like.
Cheeks are just like.
She's going to have no bones after this, bro.
That's all right, bro.
That's okay.
She's like her like dad.
Yeah, so you couldn't go because.
Maybe no spine, but.
So you guys couldn't go to Elevate Retreat because you had responsibilities to take care of here. How was it? Okay, Jackie, why don't you talk before your husband dies choking?
Yeah, good. it was actually my first week back at Epic with Isla.
Oh, really? Had it been that long?
Yeah. It had been.
This Friday night's a bit hard, like, cause she's usually asleep at 7.
Yeah.
And then she's down at 10 o'clock. So Friday nights are usually a little bit hard.
But yeah, it was good. Like, we had a good turnout.
Yeah, it was good.
Two new guests come. Yeah. Two girls come.
Nice.
Nice to see.
Okay, so you guys are young, like on the younger side of things, right? So you guys are like right mid in. All right, can you let me do this thing? Like, we'll hang out. Yeah. So you guys are like, you're in our age group, right? Yeah. Do you guys feel like there's a disconnect being parents in our age group or not?
Yes and no. Okay. I feel like we can't do everything like we used to.
No, of course not. But, like, for example, I don't feel the disconnect. I feel like, you know, we're still mates like prior.
Yeah. Nah, that's
and
fine.
All that stuff. Like, I don't feel like there's been...
I'd say more ministry-wise, yes.
Okay.
But that's more so not because we're parents, but because we're involved in another ministry heavily on Fridays when fair Elevate's
cool.
usually...
Yeah, fair call.
So I wouldn't say it's because of us being a parent, no, but definitely being involved.
Yeah, like our relationships, I don't think have...
Changed?
Yeah,
changed or anything, if anything. People want to talk to us more now.
No, they don't want to talk to us. They just want to talk to her.
That's true.
Okay, does that get annoying? Like when you rock up to church and no one's saying hi to you, they're just going straight for the pram?
To be honest, I don't mind it because I know like I'll have people who want to take care of her and like take her off my hands for a bit. Not that I'm like not in a bad way, but it's just nice to know that she's loved.
Basically, we can go to church, she'll disappear and we're like, oh, she's taking care of blood. We'll get her back at the end of the night to put her in the car and we'll go home. Like, no problems. But from when we get to church when we leave, if someone asks me where's my daughter, I'll have no idea. She's with someone.
Bro, that sounds so bad if you don't know what church is like, eh?
It's very
like,
true,
that's true.
Just pass my kid along and I'll find her eventually.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so parenting changed you much?
Yep. Definitely changes. Changes you a lot.
Why do you keep going to a black screen, bro?
I go back to him, and the screen goes black. Don't blame me. Blame the camera.
Why don't
you? I'm gonna blame
your voice.
I'm gonna blame you.
Sorry.
So we'll blame your voice for cutting out.
Yeah. Right. How did you lose your voice, by the way? You didn't scream at all.
I really don't know. Like, I honestly don't know. I woke up Saturday with no voice. I was only there for like four hours from before.
It was only there for 4 hours.
You're sounding like your brother.
Hey, hey, no.
You just know that they're crew.
No, no, no.
You know that they're brothers for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
No, Jackie. You know the last time the five of us were in the same room for this thing was back in Greenacre?
Yeah.
When we watched Scream at my place and he was about to go in for hospital stays and death and all that?
Wasn't it?
Yeah, you were.
You left.
You left.
Oh, yeah, thank God.
You were too scared for Scream.
Yeah, stuff
like that. Yeah, no, I don't like Scream. I spent the whole movie on like this.
It's not even that scary.
No, I know
it's more
scary,
like thriller. Not like
it's a good movie.
I don't like that stuff.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm like actually a little girl when it comes to scary movies.
Fair call.
I'm not ashamed to admit.
You're a very scared human. But anyway, Elevate Retreat was phenomenal.
Yeah.
It was a great time. I know you guys weren't there, but we're going to give a little bit of a breakdown of what went down there. Stat, when you take it off, and tell us how Elevate Retreat was for you.
I'd rather keep it closed, mum.
There's no way this episode's going to air. No chance.
Elevate Retreat. Mate,
definitely got off to a rocky start. I hadn't even gone to the very trade before everything went absolutely pear-shaped for me.
Have you guys heard about this yet?
No.
Oh, this is great.
Wait, is this to do with your car?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I haven't heard it. I heard it briefly when you were talking.
Yeah, what is with you and conferences and your car just going kaput, like Brisbane and your tyre?
Brother, no one wants to drive, you know what I mean? I like driving a lot, but others don't want to drive. And the people that don't drive ever laugh at me, like Goose.
Bro, that note on our fridge.
Hey?
That note on our fridge.
Oh. He planned this all along. Now, what happened was, so I picked up G Noah from his in-laws.
You don't have to yell.
All right. So I pick him up from the in-laws, and then, all right, what's it called? Yeah, take her. And then I go, all right, so I head straight to Nowra. Brother, don't stress, cuz. I got this. We got this in the bag. Hey, no. So we get there, whatever, and get there, it's all good. We go to a tavern, because the boys were watching the Paul Gallen fight. So I get there, I'm like, oh, beautiful. I get there, I eat, I'm starving. Kitchen was closed, 8:30, I woke up at 8:31. So I'm like, all right, well, that's just a great start, isn't it? So then I'm like, all right. So then I go, easy. So what I'll do is, I go, I'll just get some boys with me, I'll go to Macca's and whatever, we'll have a laugh. Oh, come on, bro. Anyway, boom. So I start driving to Macca's, I'm 3 minutes away from the Macca's. 2 days away, 3 minutes on that. It's going to take me like 2 minutes to get there. And then, next thing you know, I'm driving, I just see... just see it just go straight to fire, like my car, and the smoke just coming out of my car. What the heck? I pull in, I yank into the left lane, rip the handbrake out, get out. I'm thinking to my head, this thing's going to blow up. I don't know why, I freaked out. Freak out, yeah? I go, man, this is not good. Because the whole drive there, it was smooth. There was nothing, no dramas. Oh, mate, you are a shambles. Yeah, you're in a shambles. Anyway, so then what happened is, so, hello. So then I go, right? And then I'm like, all right, easy. So I call an RMA. I go, bro, I'm starved. If I don't have a car for the retreat, I'm going to go crazy. Guy comes, and he goes, mate, like after 45 minutes, he goes, the head gasket is gone. I'm like, yeah, what does that mean? He goes, you can't drive it. All I see is the coolant, like the grey stuff coming out of the thing, like leaking. I go, man, this is not good. He's all right. He goes, well, we need to tow it. I go, I can't leave it on the side of the road. I go, all right. He goes, well, lucky you have... premium care for that roadside. So I found out I get covered for 3,000 Ks.
Towing.
That's
so mad.
Bro, so if I'm in Uluru one day and I break down, Jordan showed me. So if I'm in Uluru.
The boys calculated it and found out he could go to Uluru.
If I go to Uluru and I break down, I could call an RMA. They will come out and they'll tow for free as part of my premium road care.
All the way to Wiley Park.
All the way to Wiley Park. All the way straight to Wiley Park. So I was like, bro, told you the route. Nah, I can talk to Wiley Park. So he's like, all right. So the guy's like, all right, sweet. He goes, do you need like, he goes, but you also as part of the thing, you get temporary accommodation as well. And I go, look, man, I'm at a retreat for church. I go, it's all good. Car. Yeah, if I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere, I can get a tow, whatever, and I can get taken to the nearest place and stay for a couple of nights. Because premium living, you know? So then I go, all right. So then I go, easy. So I go, no, all good. I'm with mates, whatever. He goes, you can also get a hire car. But because it happened at about 9 p.m., and actually went there. By the time I was with him, it was like 10:15, 10:30. No hire cars open until late at 6.
And are you just by yourself at this point?
No, so I had a few boys with me, and then I had other boys come. Like Ray came, Pete came.
Right. He still had all the like the bags in his car and all that.
Okay.
Yeah. I had everything. So I had to call the boy. I had to call some boys to come to like take out the stuff from my car, so I can get it towed. That way I'd have no dramas. So I got it towed. The Thursday night, I was spewing. I hadn't even gotten there. And I knew that this was definitely, like, if I'm going to take it serious for a sec, I knew the devil was trying to throw us off. And he was trying to throw me off hard. Mm. Off the tree. Because I'd spent all, like, the whole time prepping, getting payments in and everything. I'm like, I just want to go. I just want to relax. And I couldn't even do that at the second I'd gotten there. So I was like, all right, stuff it. Happened, whatever. And then the Friday morning, I picked up a hire car. And it was the best thing to ever happen. That's it. By the time I got there, all sorted, everything was sweet, the rest of the retreat was smooth. Mad.
This guy can't go anywhere without the car breaking down. Have you noticed this? Nowhere. But it's never the big trips. It's always the 5 minute trip after the big trip or before it.
Mm.
Like when he ran into the pothole.
Yeah, in Alfreds. So.
Or the stormwater drain down at.
The beach. With Dalen.
That was.
Dalen Kujojo.
Worst. Rubbish. Mm. The worst. All we wanted to do was go to the damn beach, and you decided to hit a stormwater drain and bust your tyre.
Because you got to make the trips interesting, you know? Yeah, but this one, I was spewing, but then I got the hire car, and after that I was fine. But by the way, very old school with my cars, as you obviously very well aware. I sat in the high car after I got it. I didn't know how to turn it on. I kept bringing the start, because this is the start stop. I got wasn't working, and then I put my foot on the brake, and I'm like, okay, well, this is new. Pressed it, all these like fancy gadgets and that. I go, bro, I just want to put my key in the ignition. You know, everything. It's so weird. I'm driving it now, and it's still so weird. I hate it.
You always were old school with your car.
Yeah, bro. Like,
do you remember the blue Camry?
The Corolla, sorry. Bro, the 90.
At Alfords Point Road.
The 96 Corolla. The 96 Corolla, bro, tell them, please.
Right, this bloke. For those of you that have driven with Nathaniel, know he's the world's slowest driver. The slowest driver in the world.
Some say I'm the safest.
No one's ever said that.
No one has ever said that. Everyone says you're slow, but you're safe. That's what everyone says.
No, I reckon the majority of accidents happen because of slow people.
No.
Well, in my case, it was a speeding driver, but explain your story.
It could have been your fault. You were steering still.
I was driving. You know what? He's not wrong. I was driving 40 Ks, 10 under the limit. Okay.
It could have been your fault.
You know what?
You never know.
All right.
Anyway.
If you were driving faster or if you were driving the speed limit,
I would have been dead.
Yeah, easy.
I'll quote the.
I was going to say, like, maybe you would have been there.
No, well, because she was doing. Ah, okay. So what you're saying?
Yeah, so yeah. It is your fault.
Nah, because. No, because she was doing something like 110. If I was going any faster, forget it.
Yeah.
I'll quote the famous Jeremy Clarkson. Speeding has never killed anybody. Suddenly becoming stationary, that's what gets you.
That's Top Gear, bro.
It's true.
It is true. So back to the...
Slow drivers.
So Stats, slow driver, and obviously him being older than me, he got his license before me. And so we would occasionally go out and Stat would drive me. And you know Alfords Point, very hilly.
Yeah.
Anyway, like, I'm always flying like 80, sometimes 90 up those roads, no problems. But Stat, I don't know what it was. Every time we're in his car, it's like 40 kilometers up the hill. And I'm like, bro, come on. Like, surely your car can go faster. And he goes, no, it can't. I'm telling you, it's going to go 40. I was all right.
He's always got an excuse
always.
For it,
bro. Always. So I go, get out of the car. He goes, why? I go, let me drive. So anyway, hop in the car, do a round, go up, do a U-turn. We come back, and I hit like 90 Ks going up this hill in his old Corolla. And I was like, see, bro, you can do it.
And he goes, I just choose to be safe. I just choose to like.
You're not choosing to be safe. You just don't know what you're doing. I feel like your mind travels somewhere else that your car's not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like you just get sidetracked, whether it's the music or you're thinking about something.
Always the music. Always the music.
You know what I mean? Like, anytime you travel with him, he'll take the longest route because he's missed turns, but he acts like that's what he intended to do.
He puts the thing into Google Maps. Google Maps gives you option one, 54 minutes. Or there's hour and 20 minutes. That hits the 1 hour and 20 minutes. No problem.
What's the rush?
Always.
What's the rush?
Getting places on time. How many times have you been late to this podcast?
Every week. Every single week. It's always the long
way. What more do I need to say?
But what's the rush? Up.
We have a thing to do. We have a guest. Show up.
What's the rush, bro? They can wait.
Someone check your settings for sure. It's Google Maps, his longest route possible.
100%. What people don't know is, on my Google Maps, it has the normal way and there's a stats way. There's a specific mode for stats way and I always go that way. It's just an automatic setting. But yeah, the blue Corolla, bro. I gave that thing away for free.
For free?
Yeah.
Wow.
I gave it away to some blokes that were working at my house. I go, listen, these are all the problems with it, but you can have it or whatever. It's a piece of garbage. The next day he came back. He goes, but there's all these problems. Like, but I told you. I gave him the car all these problems. Go, why are you arguing with me? That was the last time I did anything good for that bloke. Never seen him again. He took my car and I made him fix everything in it.
That's funny.
Yeah, so he, mate, when he called us up and told us his car was done.
Did it surprise you?
No, but I wanted to blame him for it. You know what I mean? Like, I heard, I was like, how is this Stat's fault? What did he do wrong for this to happen?
Definitely wasn't driving fast.
And turns out you did nothing. You had enough water, right?
Everything was tops. Now the water was a little bit down. But
okay, so we did.
Nothing crazy. I'd filled that up before I'd gone. Looked it up. Okay, yeah, it's all right, yeah.
You actually filled it up. I'm impressed, bro.
Did you fill up half?
Listen, this might not be like...
I've never filled up water in a car in my life.
You've never... What?
Never.
What are you talking about?
Filled up water.
Cousin, the
water at the front.
How is Stat more knowledgeable about cars than you right now?
I've never ran out of water.
Okay, but like you always check it before a long trip. Make sure that...
Never. I've never had any problems. Has any of my cars broken down?
You bring me on the spot? Yes. No.
That's a fair call.
None of my cars have broken down.
How old is that car now?
I've had it for November will be 5 years. But I've driven to Griffith.
Yeah, you've done a lot of K's on that thing.
I've done a lot of
What do you want right now?
K's? 218 and 29.
That makes sense. It's time to say.
I've done a ridiculous amount on my car. I've done a ridiculous amount of K's on my car. But now, to get it, so back to the point of the story is that to get a new head gasket in, it's going to cost me about $5,000 to $6,000.
Yeah, it's not worth it.
So I'm going to get something like secondhand. I'm going to sell it, bro.
Wait, what are you driving now?
I'm driving a high car.
Oh, okay.
The Mazda CX-5.
Okay.
So what's your next car?
Audi A8. Silver. $94,000, Bungaroo.
You still trying to sell it?
$30,000, drive away. Yes.
$30,000 cents?
No.
No. Listen, probably not. I want a bigger car than what I have now. So I want a Pathfinder, an Outlander. Part of me really wants a 7-seater. Just
go with
why the 7-seater?
Get the Land Cruiser 300 series, $150,000, no problems.
Oh, pocket change.
It'll last you forever.
Pocket change, obviously. That's, of course. Why the 7-seater?
Yeah, and why are you still yelling? My ears are bleeding now.
I've got no voice, but the 7-seater, because road trips. But it also means I have no space in my boot. So that's another thing.
Or, well, we have a 7-seater, but we only have 5 seats because, like, her pram and stuff. There's no room in the boot.
Nah, we can probably reorganize it and make it work.
Yeah, true.
That's what I was thinking. I agree. So yeah, that's a pretty good one. I mean, I don't want to get rid of the extra, but I'm going to have to. It's not worth me putting. I'm very upset about it, by the way. Spewing.
It's had its days.
Yeah. 5 years, bro. This thing's, it's had a good run.
Reversed into by that's truck. Awesome. You reversed into a tree.
Bro.
You blew that many tires. Into
a tree, bro. Yeah, send it. This guy doesn't know how to hold you. Hey, bro.
I did all right, I have to say.
Yeah, it's time for a new car, bro. I'm hoping it's going to be a newer one.
Hope so, but whatever happens, eh? Who cares?
Fair call. There you go. If you're not watching this thing and you're listening to it, you're missing out on a lot of cuteness, and it's got nothing to do with the baby.
You know what I mean? You love to see it. Yeah, baby.
I honestly didn't know if you were actually going to have her on the podcast or just leave her in the other room in the pram.
Are you for real?
What do you mean?
I wouldn't have left if she wasn't sleeping.
This episode is going to be like the most viewed episode.
100%. 1,000%.
You don't have her in your like thumbnail thing there?
I've already thought up the thumbnail perfectly. I know
if she
exactly
wasn't,
how
if
it's
she
gonna
was sleeping, I would have left her. But
have you guys seen that guy on TikTok who interviews his daughter? She's like 3 years old.
Yes, and she's got that blonde curly hair. Yeah.
She's cute. That is a very cute thing. So he does a full podcast with her. And then he takes snippets and he puts them on TikTok. And yeah, it's very cute. You should do that with your daughter.
I don't have TikTok, but Jackie can do that.
No, he's saying that they have a podcast.
Oh.
No, so actually, that's.
Or is it just.
No, they got a podcast, but they started on TikTok. What is the thought of that? So, like, you're very comfortable with her being on this thing, right? What's the thought of babies, social media, internet? Did you guys have to discuss that and say whether or not you were going to be?
If you look at our social media,
she's flooded it. Yeah,
it's just her.
Yeah,
nothing else.
What got you guys to that thought process or decision? Because there's a lot of parents out there who would say absolutely not.
Yeah, I was actually thinking
their face is not jumping on the internet.
We didn't really talk about it. Just like all the stuff we put it. It's not like we put stuff when she's like in the bath and she's
yeah. I get
like
that.
Everything's fully clothed. Like then it's fine. But.
What'd she do?
Huh?
Did she?
I did it. I don't know, and then she spat on my face.
Oh, yeah. It's, I think it's in your beard.
Yeah, yeah. It is.
There you go.
Good girl.
Cuz.
Yeah. No, because there's a lot of parents who would say, like, if I have a photo with her, her face is getting blurred out when I put it up or something like that. Did you guys talk about it prior, or what was the guy?
No.
Not really. No.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
She gives us all the likes.
Yeah, sorry.
No, but also, like, we've got, like, big extended families that, like, don't get to see her.
Yeah. So that was your way of sort of sharing her with them and all that. Yeah. Did the thought ever come across your mind of, are we actually going to do it, or do we feel like there is a danger to putting her on the internet?
I've thought about it, like, just personally. But, I mean, like Jeremy said, we're not putting photos of her, like, where she's, like, half naked or she's in the bath or anything. Like, a lot of...
Yeah. So that was it. It was just, we're comfortable with it. We're going to allow that.
Yeah.
It's a fair call. Because it's a big topic of debate on the internet right now. So it's interesting. What are your thoughts, mate?
Like, I've had girls.
Sorry. She's talking.
Okay, I'm sorry. Like, all my friends, they're just like, send photos of her. Or, like, some of the girls at church, they're like, just send us photos of her. Or, like, if you made a page, like, we would follow it.
Yeah, fair. Just wanna, sorry, oh. One sec. Oh, mate, Jackie was talking. Why are you putting the camera on him?
Now Ray's like, talking. Why is the camera like, on me?
Do you not understand it? It's still on you, too. Why are you put the camera on? Mate, what are you doing? Why is it on him when she is speaking and then the framing assist thing comes on?
Poor Joseph.
That one, when I went to him, was a bump at the button, but the other one, I don't have an explanation.
Well, sort yourself out. Fix up his camera so we can see him again because he's on the framing assist thing.
What?
There you go. So I didn't fix it. Oh, mate.
Well, what's actually the problem with this camera, though?
It's it keeps, because we're not actually recording off the camera, we're recording off the computer. It keeps going into timeout. Yeah. So your mates were saying, make a chat, like a page or whatever.
Yeah, or like make a chat.
Oh, don't do that. Don't make Instagram. Don't make social media page for you, baby. No.
Don't be like one of the. Don't be like one of those people. See, you should be switching back and forth between us as we. He's fixing something. It's all good. So, like, don't do that. No.
Why not?
There's these idiots out there.
You two would follow it.
I wouldn't.
That's like almost that's the same as people that do it.
I wouldn't
out
of spite.
I swear to you.
That people do it for their
my cousin.
Pets. I don't know what I'm saying?
Why do it for your pet? Why do it for your kid? Because you know one day, first off, the pet's going to die, so good luck. But the kid is going to hate you for that page.
But I'm not going to post, like, ugly stuff of her.
The whole point is that if you create an account for your baby, she has to be posting.
Correct. I'm a fan of that. It's got to be, even if it's just a blank screen because she's played with the phone.
I don't have an account for her.
Very nice.
Would we rip her if she did? Like, would you actually rip her? I know I would, but I feel like...
I feel like you would
like
rip me, but you
like
would still follow.
I would follow. I promise you, I would never follow.
If you're not going to follow, have a chat. I'm not following your baby.
I follow you guys. I just don't like your posts.
Well, there you go.
I don't do anything.
Yeah, I know you don't.
That's why
at least
favorite.
I listen to you guys.
Yeah.
That's why you're my favorite.
Did you fix it? I don't
think so. Didn't we play have a
no,
chat?
No, it's going to be on there regardless, bro. It won't show up on the screen. Show you.
Did we?
Why would you do that?
Did you what?
I said we... We listened to it in the hospital.
Hold on a minute.
I think
you guys listened to Have a Chat with Randstad in the hospital.
No, I think I did.
Yeah, we did.
Why?
Jackie's obsessed. She's like the
I'm not obsessed. Like,
can I tell you, she was the most supportive person out of everyone when I first came up with the idea.
All I wanted was a competition.
Do you remember we were standing in the lobby and I told you about it?
Yeah.
And then you shared your ideas and you're like, I love this idea, do it.
He didn't hear me. That's a good thing.
That's the only time you've ever been supportive to me in my life. Thank you, Jackie.
You're welcome.
That's funny.
Oh, bro. Yeah, but why was you just watching the hospital?
No, we weren't watching you. Were we watching them?
Watching, listening, background noise.
No, like, sometimes I just have it for background noise, to be honest.
That's all right.
We provide quality content, that.
Really?
I don't know if it's quality, but...
Yeah, we
it's content.
It's just noise.
What people call content.
Well, listen, compared to some of the stuff you see on the internet now, you know there's people that react to people reacting to things?
Yeah, Google.
No. That's people reacting to things.
Yeah.
I'm talking about people reacting to the people... Reacting to the thing.
No, that's too much.
Like that's the internet now.
Maybe we should do that about their podcast.
What, you guys doing a show reacting to our podcast?
Actually, that would be. I reckon that'll take off.
Oh yeah.
It'd be more popular than this.
100%.
Oh yeah.
Because you guys would rip into us like crazy.
You have a DM. I'm a breeze.
I feel like you have a different view of yourself than what other people do.
That's probably. But who cares? I know, fudge.
Jackson,
yes.
His hat, thoughts. Don't say a word yet.
Um,
Thanks, you've said enough, clearly. Thank you. Took you half an hour to respond.
No, I'm just trying to. You don't to
like
think.
It? I feel no, like it's missing something.
I just.
It's missing like a Quicksilver logo in like big writing. Or like. Or like Billabong.
That's a Quicksilver. That's,
it is. It's is like it? Something out of like Quicksilver or Billabong, but it's just missing the logo.
Well, it makes sense that I bought it at a petrol station.
For $12.
$11.50. Maybe the best $11.50 I spent on the hat.
I got to tell you, I love it.
I like the shape of the hat.
You like the colors?
You like the fact it's a trucker hat.
I'm I do.
She's trying to find anything to say to compliment.
Do you like, but do you like the colors? I love the colors. I love that it's colorful. Other people don't, but I love the fact that it's colorful.
It's not bad.
Thank you. See, bro.
You
see,
can
see.
Match it with yeah. anything.
I like you it. I'm a fan of the hat. It was a big contentious piece. At the
bro, people want to throw in the fire.
Why?
Like, we don't like it. I want to throw them in the fire. So I don't like you. Same. Bro, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Ray straight in the fire.
Yeah. Oh, he likes it. Straight in the fire.
That joke happened probably 6 or 7 times around the fire. Hey, Ray, why don't you jump in? Hey, Ray, can you test the fire? Hey, Ray, let's sacrifice you. Hey, Ray, let's see if you taste better than a marshmallow. It's a lot of them.
But I want a slow roast you.
Slow roast you. 100%. You love to see it. Love how you went there. You know the inside jokes already.
Yeah, it was good times.
I won't put you directly over the flame, you know?
Yeah.
Just over a log.
You love to see it.
You love to see it.
That's good. But yeah, I like the hat, bro. I think Thanks, it's cool.
Bro. Yeah, look, honestly, I just needed a hat because I left my hats in my car before it got towed and I forgot
that's
to take it.
That's pretty good for like petrol station.
Yeah, bro. See? Like
for $12, right?
Not bad.
So the first day of camp, I stepped in a wombat hole.
Joseph, why is it still on me?
Why are you doing that? Watch the screen. So this is how you do it. You watch the screen, right? And when you hear someone starting to talk, you switch it to them. So if Jackie starts to talk right now. All right, she's laughing. The people need to see that. This guy's fried. All right, attention. You'll learn. You'll learn. You'll get there. So yeah, the first day of camp, right? I step in a wombat hole filled with mud. Filled with mud, whatever. My whole shoe gets soaked, drenched in mud. Whatever. So I have to go to Kmart, pick up some shoes because I forgot my other...
What shoes were you wearing?
Like my Ultra Boosts, so great times. So I go to Kmart, I spend $13.50 on a pair of shoes. Thanks to Maverick, he gave me 10% off. So they were $15 shoes. The kid yelled at me from across the Kmart, Ray! I go, what is your problem? He goes, no, I got a 10% off. I go, it's $1.50, like relax. Anyway, so thankful for that. So I put these shoes on and I start to realize it's fine, buddy. Oh, yeah, that's Jeremy playing with the...
That's me.
Yep, there you go. Anyway, so I put these shoes on. They're $15. They are very good looking shoes. Won't lie to you. Look pretty good. The most uncomfortable things I have ever worn in my life. They were terrible. That's why they're 15 bucks. That's why they made me realize why we spend $100 to $200 on shoes.
Joseph, why is it on me? I didn't even say anything.
I think he has a crush on you. Who wouldn't, baby? Nah.
He has. No, where is that?
I went to Jeremy and it went off again.
Have you ever told him off before? This is like the first time ever you've told this kid off.
Who, Joseph?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. He hasn't given me a reason.
Until now.
Until now.
Your relationship has grown over the last 45 minutes.
Do your job.
She's going to come up to you at church and say that.
Why
now.
Is it still on me?
You're talking. It's fine. He's getting the reaction.
Yeah. You were talking 2 seconds ago. You were talking 2 seconds ago.
Jeremy's sad because you're not giving She's him married. Camera time.
Oh, she is? She is? Bummer.
You stay away.
She's your cousin, bro.
You stay away.
That was not me. That was not me. Bro,
she's
I can hold her forever. She hates my guts.
Save me.
She four hates my guts, but I can hold her forever. I don't care.
The legs.
You just a little fatty.
Bro, she full hates me, eh?
Hi.
Hello. She does she hate anyone?
Me, now, after this, yeah, me.
No, she doesn't. I don't think she's old enough
to...
No, right, but like, is there anyone that she just, she can't stand being held by?
No.
No.
Is it just because you're too scared to say it on the air?
No, like, honestly, no.
Nah, she's just...
Can you start causing drama so we can,
she's
just a
chill baby. Aren't you?
She is.
Yes.
When's the next one? When's the next one coming?
Asking the tough questions. It's good. It's good. When's the next one?
When's the next one?
Or is this the announcement video?
No.
Okay. So when you do have the second one, do you do all the same crap you did last time? The gender reveal, the baby shower.
You still have the baby shower.
The baby shower's for every kid.
I don't know about these. Yeah. Apparently.
No, okay. Apparently some people have not a shower. They have a baby sprinkle.
Okay.
What are they, Catholic?
You're about to anger me right now. What do you mean baby sprinkle?
So it's like not as big as a baby shower. Because like you've already
How
had
big are the baby showers? Isn't it at your house and you invite a bunch of women over and they give presents?
Know. I've just seen women do sprinkles.
You know guys go to these things now?
Yes.
It's a joke.
They do
I didn't go to mine.
We hate events as it is and now they're making us go to more.
Joint ones.
I went shooting.
Did you?
Yep.
Is that how you...
Yeah, but you don't have to be at it, right?
No, I didn't have to be at it.
Sorry, you said you went shooting.
Yes.
Did you get the? Did you get 60% off?
Just shoot babies.
But not by shooting because of your hearing?
Hey, I just had to ask. That was very well done.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Thank you.
That was...
So, yeah, answer the question.
But yeah,
that was a good one.
You didn't know yet.
Sorry. He asked if you got 60% off. I don't think you heard him.
No. I couldn't hear. It wasn't clear enough in my ears. Sorry.
That's all right, John. I can scream if you want.
No, it's okay. I can't answer. I have no comeback. There's nothing.
That's quality. That's quality. So, yeah. Do you do it again?
I'd say baby shower, yes. Maybe gender reveal, maybe not.
Yeah, no.
I like the gender reveal.
I hate the gender reveal.
Then why'd you come to our gender
reveal? I love you guys. That's about it.
Okay, if we had another one.
Of course. Well, what else am I going to do?
Exactly.
No. As in, I like you guys. You invite me. Okay, I'm going to show up.
Yeah.
But I'm saying the idea of it is the dumbest thing in the world.
Why?
Because...
What if you get married one day?
No. The reason...
And then you have a baby and your wife's like, let's have a gender reveal.
I say no. Yes.
That's like...
Macho man.
It'll be Ray's gender reveal.
If she's dumb enough... Listen.
That's no good.
You gotta pay it.
Okay. So here's the problem. Here's my thing. Okay.
Look.
Well, first off,
to answer
your wife question...
Wait. It's not for everyone.
Correct.
Like, you don't have to do it.
No. I just wanted to. I'm saying the concept. But prior to that, if a woman is dumb enough to marry me, she's dumb enough to say no to when I...
That's good preaching.
You see what I'm saying? It's convicting, right?
Yeah,
anyway, so here's my thing about the gender reveal. I'm not saying it's you guys. I'm saying the concept in general, okay? Like when the first person decided, I'm going to have a gender reveal party, the reason I don't like it...
Repealing the genders, are we? Repealing genders.
Hey, listen, everyone's repealing genders these days, apparently. Listen, here's my issue with it. You're acting like you're the first person to ever have a baby. Not you, like people in general. People have had babies for years. And the old gender reveal was something as simple as, hey, bro, what are you having? Boy. Nice. Congrats. Hectic. Know what I mean?
Mm.
Why do we need to make a full thing out of it?
Wait, how is it that the cord, that got the voice activation going on your phone?
And why is the camera still on Jackie? I'm joking.
Don't put it on me.
But no, do you see what I'm saying? Why are you acting like you're the first people to have kids? Everyone's had kids before. They survived.
No, I get it.
But don't get me wrong. When I see the lightsaber gender reveals, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, if you don't have something like Star Wars related.
I'm not going to do it. No chance.
Then you've wasted your time.
Yeah. Jeremy is nowhere to be seen on this podcast.
Yeah, no.
Well, can I tell you that for the first like 20 minutes, it was all Jeremy. Stat was talking and Jeremy was on the screen.
That's because Joseph wasn't doing his job.
He's still not doing his job, apparently. The camera's on you right now.
He's doing a job?
Joseph.
Wow, Joseph has a job? No. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Poor Joseph.
It's funny because you don't have a job.
Fun fact from that gender reveal, I had knee surgery like the week before. Yeah, busted my knee again doing the gender reveal as well. Couldn't walk for a week.
Okay, are you aware that at your gender reveal, at the bottom of the actual thing, it had, if it was blue or pink?
You see the little pink? No, that's because it was actually a baseball. The white thing. You bought them as baseballs and we used makeup remover to get rid of the red. So that's why it looked
different colour. Because we didn't want it to look like a baseball because he was hitting it with a cricket bat. So then I removed it with nail polish remover.
That's meant to look like but do you know the one with the one where you do it in the powder?
No, he's talking about the little twisty.
The actual
things.
Twist. Oh. That at the bottom of it.
They said pink.
It had a pink thing on it.
Oh.
You hadn't seen it? If you had seen it, that would have busted it for you big time. That'd be like a big unlucky awesome moment.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of people saw it before they actually revealed it. And they're like, oh, it's a girl.
No, you're laughing, but yeah, that's what
did
happened.
Did you see it?
Yeah, of course I saw it.
Yeah, we saw it.
What'd you write on her frame? Pink or blue?
I wrote blue because it's a bit different. And I will tell you guys, I didn't know what it was, but really, I knew the whole time.
Fair enough.
You're a master of disguise, bro.
I'm many things. Not a lot of the good stuff, but I'm many things. What's wrong with my finger, bro? Now I know what it's like to be a dad.
That's all it is. He's having a baby hold your finger.
She looks so uncomfortable. It's not.
She hates her life. But I don't care. I don't care, bro. She actually hasn't cried. This is a big surprise.
She doesn't cry with like people around.
She only cries when she's hungry.
Mm. Yeah, I do that.
And when we're at home.
Yep, I do that too.
Oh, there you go.
Mm. Took you a second to get that joke. Yep, there you go.
There you go.
I didn't get it.
Loneliness, depression. Okay. So if that's something.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's Jackie's favorite jokes about me, apparently.
I hate those jokes.
You love them. You laugh every time.
I know, but.
Because there's comedic value.
Joseph!
There's so much yelling going on in this episode.
And not a lot of it from Stat.
You know what I mean? Like, this is absurd. But, Jez, it's good that you. It's just, maybe it's just normal talking for you, mate, but for you.
Okay, what about Jeremy says to me. Like, why are you yelling at me? But I'm actually not yelling.
Okay. Do you know when we were at the Dogs Power game that we never actually got into basketball support? We're not going to get into that right now. But do you know when the guy was behind us walking to the car and some guy was on the scooter? And I go, I'm thinking, like, I've moved to the side. Jeremy's still walking in the middle. I go, bro, move. Yes. He doesn't hear what I'm saying and I drag him. He goes, bro, what are you doing that for? The guy's been beeping 500 meters down the road in his stupid scooter.
Didn't hear a word. Yes. Nothing.
Couldn't hear him. Like, well, you didn't hear him? He goes, no. And then he kicked me that, oh, mate.
Yeah,
he's hearing shot.
Yep. Glonskis.
Yeah.
So
I still can't believe that.
I did not hear a thing. Nothing. Yeah, I was like, why are they like pushing me out of the way for?
So the real question here is, when are you getting a hearing aid?
Bro, you have to. You have to. Nah, I'm waiting for that day.
The day you get that,
we are ripping never. Your You're soul
You're doing hearing
apart.
Aid reveal party.
Did you say what?
He couldn't hear it.
I didn't hear that.
Listen, I'm just excited for the use of transport ministry. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Okay.
Why? Wow, still driving from deaf.
Hey.
Hey, what's going with beeping at you? You got no idea, Ski.
Hey, do you guys
have to be anywhere tonight?
No.
All right, let's do a part two to this podcast because we've done 55 minutes already.
Only?
You guys want to do another one?
Oh,
look. Oh, she's gone, Ski.
She was falling asleep.
You okay? Oh.
Yeah, good work, you jerks.
Oh, it's that.
I'm the best.
If you don't get a wife from this episode, I don't know what's going to go down.
She is Gornskis, bro.
I got her.
He nearly broke her neck. Okay. Jackie, where can the people find you online?
Just the usual. Look, if you're following me, you're following me. If you're not following me,
Nice. Zhej, looking up his social medias as we speak.
I don't even know what it is. It's just Jeremy Youssef on Instagram.
He's nice. Trying to build up his followers.
Start where they're finding you.
At church or at Daddy Daycare.
Hey. Joseph is Joe Haddad 260 on all the social medias. I'm Ray Haddad 97.
You also find Joe at training at what's it called? At switching practice.
At switching practice, apparently. Ladies and gents, make sure you follow the channel. You can press that again, Joe. I'm still doing the outro. Have a chat with Ray and Stat. Follow us on all the social medias. Go the Dodgers. We just hit 100 wins. We are killing it. See you next time.
Poor baby.